Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Polling locations are open across Illinois and Iowa for the 2024 general election. Iowa has 6 electoral college votes up for grabs in the presidential election. Iowa's first congressional district, including a big chunk of the Quad City area, is among the most widely watched races nationwide. Democrat Christina Bohannon is running to unseat incumbent Republican Marionette Miller Meeks. Meanwhile, the land of Lincoln has 19 electoral votes to cast for president. Illinois' 17th congressional district, which includes Moline, Rock Island, Peoria, and Rockford, is the state's most competitive race and could determine the balance of power in Congress. Polls close at 7 p.m. in Illinois and at 8 p.m. in Iowa, but any voter in line before closing time will be allowed to cast a ballot. Secret FBI recordings in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan lay out a scheme to pay a one-time aide fired for sexual harassment from the Dirksen Federal Building in Chicago. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
The ex-speaker's co-defendant, Michael McClain, hit up a group of Madigan insiders for money to help Kevin Quinn, the out-of-work brother of Chicago Alderman Marty Quinn. A prosecutor played a 2018 recording where McClain tells Madigan of the plan, and the ex-speaker does nothing to stop it.
I didn't know if you wanted to not mention it to Marty, or if you want to stay out of it, or... Or do you want me to talk to Marty? I mean, whatever you want.
Yeah, I think I ought to stay out of it.
The scheme is part of the racketeering conspiracy charge against both men. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
A Western Illinois community will soon be home to an Amazon last mile facility. Construction is set to begin in the next few weeks in Quincy on a new 59,000 square foot warehouse and distribution center. Last mile warehouses and distribution centers are the final terminals in Amazon's transportation network before packages are delivered to customers. Kyle Moore is president of the Great River Economic Development Foundation. He says the new facility demonstrates Quincy's continued standing as a logistics hub.
Amazon's new distribution center will not only provide expedited service to our area, but lifelong career opportunities with competitive pay and benefits for our local workforce. So we're very excited about this.
The company has not said how many jobs it's bringing to Quincy. Amazon employees in customer fulfillment and transportation jobs typically make between $17 and $28 per hour. The Dubuque Regional Airport has resumed daily commercial flights to Chicago. Airport Director Todd Dalsing says the service operated by Denver Air Connection launched on Tuesday.
Not only for business, but also for leisure and tourism. And it really helps with the connectivity of the tri-state area to Chicago, to the nation, and really the world.
Dalsing says the daily flights on a 50-seat regional jet depart from Chicago O'Hare around midday. Service from Dubuque to O'Hare leaves around mid-afternoon. Tickets can be purchased directly through American, United, Delta, Denver Air, or preferred travel reservation websites. And a statewide Iowa agency has received nearly $7 million from the federal government to help boost housing for Iowa's homeless youth. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports the Iowa Institute for Community Alliances received the grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
The Institute will distribute the money to organizations across the state for projects like rapid rehousing and permanent supportive housing aimed at people between the ages of 18 and 24. Courtney Guntley is a director at the Iowa Balance of State Continuum of Care, which is a part of the Institute. She says local providers don't have to be youth-specific to apply for part of the money.
There's no way we're going to be able to do it if we only have our providers that serve youth. We need everyone to be at the table and to talk through how we can really make an impact.
Guntley says after the two-year grant is over, HUD will continue to provide long-term funding to support the projects. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
And I'm Joseph Leahy for WVIK News.